Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One thing I did, back to Houston, because you went to Houston. I just flew into Houston recently.
Yeah.
You could be 40 minutes from landing. You can look down and there's Houston.
Correct.
They circle all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
40 minutes. And then land, you're still over Houston.
Yeah.
It's like this. I cannot believe how big that city is.
And I would go back and forth on that.
From a geographical standpoint,
right.
It's
but
huge.
Say, Houston has so many people. I'm like, it's the size of a state. We are much more densely populated than Houston, Baltimore, D.C., Chicago. We feel like an actual city. Houston is a massive suburb with a skyline in the
middle. I feel like if I went to a national championship in Houston, I could get a really good deal in a hotel room and drive 2.5 hours.
And you're still in Houston.
And I'm still trying to get to the stadium. Anyway, attend one next year. World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship. And the poll's up now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. Game is a Big Dumpy 206-803-ROCK.
I think Kobe wore 24 as he thought Dumpy. He was one better.
Really? Is that a thing?
Well, that's kind of like what the Yankees do, right? Like the single-digit numbers, right?
Yeah.
Ruth was 3. Right?
Jeter was 2.
Right? Mantle was like, what, 5?
Ah, okay.
So it's like you kind of see like the hierarchy of like who's the best.
That's kind of cool. Although it might weigh on your ego a bit. You're 99.
Well, I want to say Florida State's the same way with like Florida State football with number 1 because it was like Deion's number. So if you're going to wear that number 1, you better be good.
So would a freshman ever have the number 1 or would they say, hey, man, even if you're a high recruit, let's wait a season and see how this shakes out?
I think it would depend on how you did in camp.
Okay. Hello, Magnum. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Magnum, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Magnum, a condom most people don't buy. At least I don't. Magnum, attend one next year. Are you taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship?
Oh, I would go with the Super Bowl for sure.
All right, what's your team?
Oh, the Seahawks, of course.
All right.
Nice.
Broncos when I was a kid with Elway, but yeah.
I get it.
I feel like everybody, like for me, it was the Browns when I was a kid. When you're a kid, everybody goes through a phase.
I was the Dolphins.
Yeah, my brother was a Bengals guy.
There's no rhyme or reason. I think my father was watching the Dolphins playing somebody.
I went to school with a kid. His family was from Cleveland. Cleveland was good back then.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Cleveland it is. All right, Magnum, here is your question. What country was the site of the most Nazi concentration camps?
Hint,
not
God.
Germany.
Yeah, that was my only guess, but I'm going to say Austria?
That's what I thought.
That is a very good guess.
It is Poland.
Poland.
Poland, yep.
Oh.
All right, your question. What is the name of the tube that carries food into the stomach?
Oh, my God. Straw. Fallopian tube.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn.
If you play your cards right, brother.
There you go.
Nice job.
So when I was a kid, the McDonald's we would go to, the drive-thru was like separate from the restaurant.
Yeah.
So they had like a little like tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but as a kid, you could sit in the restaurant and when food would go over that, it was like, oh, look, the food's going out.
Is it like the vacuum tube at the bank?
No, it was like a conveyor belt. And it would kind of go up and then it would go across the restaurant and then down to the person in the drive-thru.
Huh.
Yeah.
I never saw one of those.
Game is Big Dumpy 206-803-ROCK.
Sorry about your childhood, dude. Dumpy.
Hello, Ray. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Ray, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I just got home from work.
All right, Ray. Our men's room poll. You're going to attend one next year. You taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or a national championship?
World Series. Baseball is probably the only sport I really follow to any measure.
And who's your team?
Mariners. I was born and raised in Seattle.
All right.
There you go.
Ray, good time.
Are you losing your mind right now?
Nah, we're still up.
Okay. All right, here's your question. What fruit's name comes from the Nahuatl word for testicle?
Very popular right now.
It is.
From Mexico.
I'm going to guess avocado.
You can do it, and you're right.
All right, before we let you go, true or false question? The red and white barber's pole was designed to represent blood-soaked bandages.
True.
Why?
Does that seem like a really good way to get people, hey, we will cut your hair with
like
this
razor?
It's like
the barber of Seville?
I don't know, man. I just thought, like, really? That's what it's supposed to represent.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game is up, Big Dumpy, 206-803.
Big Dumpy!
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Brock, you on team sober, team not sober?
I'm drinking off the yellow can, so not sober.
Nice. All right.
I dig it.
So, sorry, I know you're about to get to the men's room poll there. Did you ask why the barbershop poll is the red thing?
So, the red and white represents blood-soaked bandages. I'm saying, why is that a way of saying,
without doing any research to confirm this, I've heard that old-school barbers were actually kind of your not general practitioners, but they were kind of your quick walk-in clinic sort of a thing.
Oh, really?
And one of the ways that they would help heal people a lot is just kind of doing a little bit of bloodletting. And so it's representative of it coming out of your arm.
Oh, okay. Arm. Yeah. Specify.
By the way, if you're in Fremont, I was at the PCC, they have the men's room IPA in the big yellow can.
Nice. One of those up. Size matters now, dude.
All right, Brock, 10-1 next year. You're taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship.
Okay, well, I'm a little disappointed. Instead of the National Championship, Miles, you should have had the Masters, and I would have taken that for sure.
But... Yeah, Miles.
God,
dude. I should have had the U.S. Open of Tennis. Because there's probably many tennis fans as there are golf fans. I was trying to go with the more popular sports.
John wants us to add the puppy bowl.
Right. Yeah, I've seen a couple of those.
I was going to go with the Super Bowl until you said Minneapolis. That's like going to Detroit. So I'm going to go with the World Series because maybe the Mariners might be in it next year.
All right.
There you go. All right. Just cold, man. Cold.
It is.
Look, if your team gets to the Super Bowl, you're happy. It does kind of suck if you have to go to, like you said, Detroit, Minneapolis. It's not that it affects the game, but one of the things I enjoyed about going to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, like up until the game, we were just out and about doing stuff.
You can't do that in Minneapolis.
We weren't bundled up. We're drinking in the street.
You're in the Habitat tunnels.
Right, just walking through tunnels.
Basically, yeah.
All right.
It would definitely be more fun just because all the stuff going on with everything. So.
And listen, I'm just telling you, from the national title game, too, now it helped that we were down there to see the Huskies.
Yeah.
I'm sure the same way with the Super Bowl. That day before is just electric.
It is.
Everybody's in a great mood, right? Nobody's lost.
Nobody's talking smack to each other. I mean, you talk smack, but you're not angry.
The next day...
It's a little more intense.
Right. You could tell that, like, we walked into this bar, and I literally went, I think we're in the wrong bar. The mood has changed. And this giant dude, he's, like, standing on something. He goes, the mood has changed, Husky.
Oh, damn. All Jesus right. Christ. Okay.
Let's go back to Ann Arbor, giant.
All right, your question. Who created the game shows Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, and more?
Oh.
You don't hear this name a whole lot more.
When I was growing up, we heard it all the time. What's that?
Merv Griffin.
You got it. Nice job. One and done, Brock.
All right. Before we let you go, true or false question for you. True or false, the Golden Gate Bridge is the longest bridge in the San Francisco Bay Area.
False.
It is not the longest bridge. Any guesses what the longest
bridge? It's the Bay Bridge over to Oakland, isn't it?
It's the San Mateo Hayward Bridge.
San Mateo.
That's what I was going to say.
I know it was. Yeah.
More of Big Dumpy on the way, 206-803-ROCK.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.